Good morning. I do not own any copyrights to the music. Let's wake up. Strap on those seatbelts. Click it a ticket for law. You're going to save your life and someone else's too. Good morning to you guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's go. Let's get a little bit of this in your body. The SK8. Are you riding alone? Can I be your day? Come get me. Get me. Don't diss me. Don't trick me. Got some friends. All right, it's Thirsty Thursday. Any drink you like. And when I say that, guys, I say that because I mean a freezy, whatever. You know, it doesn't have to be an alcohol beverage. Thirsty Thursday can be you need a bunch of water. Whatever. That's all that means. So, happy Thirsty Thursday. What can we do on Thursdays? What's good on Thursdays? I mean, tostadas, I don't know how many people like tostadas. A lot of people don't like tostadas, but I do. Because you can hook them up. You can make them beef tostadas, bean tostadas, chicken tostadas. All you gotta have is the cheese to hold the chicken down. I mean, there's different ways to have tostadas. And I just say, if that's something that you like to do, why not? All right, guys. Anyways, 7:40 in your drive time, and we're off this morning. I mean, it's Thursday, almost Friday. I took that one day off, and I'm telling you, yesterday did feel like a Wednesday. I see, you know, I don't know if I got you guys to feel me yesterday, but when you take off one day, it does feel like you're behind. So I felt like my day yesterday was a Monday. Now today, I feel like it's Thursday. All right, let's jump into the subject. Getting your car. I hope your commute is good this morning. I know mine's moving pretty smoothly, but a little slow this morning, a little slow. Anyways, guys, I want to jump right into a subject real quick, okay? You know, I'm not talking about family members, but in-laws can piss you off a little bit. And my in-laws, my mother-in-law is the shit. I love her. She's the bomb. You know, she, you know, some of you probably don't have that privilege, but I got that privilege. I got that privilege. Now, in the beginning, it wasn't all that grand, you know. It was a little bit rocky. But I think we've come to a point where we're a little more common grounded with each other now versus than before, you know. But, and there may be still a little bit, you know, shade punches thrown every now and then, but I know how to block them now. Versus before, it's kind of like, you know, she's a scorpion and, you know, and I'm an Aquarius. You know, they don't. That's like putting two Matadorian bulls, dominant bulls, in the same pen. You know, we Aquarius got our own mind, and Scorpio show do, you know what I'm saying? But we're a lot alike, whether you want to believe it or not, we are. You know, people think, oh, Aquarius is so soft. No, we're not soft. We just have that soft outside and that hard, crusty core in the middle that if you fucking knock off that soft, that hard gonna come. Okay, that's what Aquariuses are. Scorpions are just hard all the way around, but underneath there, they have the soft core. Get it twisted if you want. I have two family members. My oldest brother's a Scorpion. I know the truth. Anyways, guys, I hope your commute is going well this morning, but and now it is 7:42 and I'm in your drive time and we're off. But at the same time, guys, listen to this though. In-laws can piss you off. My father-in-law pisses me off sometimes. I'm just going to put it out there, tell the truth. It's my podcast. Talk about whatever I want. And my husband knows. I'm not shy for words. And everybody's going to get it. Period. But my father-in-law, I'm going to tell you what. He got the slickest mouth ever. He got the kind of mouth to where you want to be like, shut up. Did I say that? Shut up. You know? Shut up. You just want to be like, shut up. Like, you say one more thing slick out your mouth, it's going down. One more thing slick out that mouth and it's going down. That's how I be feeling. You know, and he's got the kind of mouth to where it's like constantly, constantly. He's got something to say slick, freaking like probably every 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, some of it's, you know, kiki ha ha, jokey, jokey. Some of it's like, really? Did you just say what I think you just said? Dude. Shut up. That's what I want to say, but I know I can't. You know, I mean, you got to respect your elders, I know, but I mean, come on, guys. I know out there, you all got those in-laws that you just want to be like, shut the okay. And that was me cussing without cussing, but I know you all got them, and all you can do sometimes is sit there and take it, because, you know, it's the in-laws, you know, you gotta respect your spouse's in-law, you know. You sit there and you grin with the grin, like, hi, how are you? I'm great. That kind of crap, you know what I'm saying? And, oh, man, it drives me crazy sometimes, and sometimes I just want to be like, shut the F up, you know, and you can't. Now, some of you are bold. Some of y'all out here is bold. Some of y'all will say that ish. But you gotta remember, if you talk to your in-laws that way, they're still your spouse's parents. So you gotta have a certain line of respect, you know. You just can't be out here going buck wild on them and then expect for your spouse to love you tomorrow, you know. And then sometimes if you have an understanding spouse like my husband, he understands. He understands. And he just be like, I understand. You know what I'm saying? He don't get mad. He don't do nothing. And I don't complain to him about it, because I know at the end of the day, that's still his parents, you know? But he be feeling me sometimes. I say stuff and I be like, look, you know, da-da-da-da-da. I ain't dealing with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not confrontational. I'm not a person who's just going to sit up and just say rude things just to say rude things, because that's just what I feel like. I don't care what age you get. We're talking to me, shut up. Anyways, guys, you know what? I feel, you know, if you're heading to work this morning, get in there and get out. If you're heading eastbound, my son is going to beat your face up a little bit. And hey, you know what? I've been missing out on you guys that go to get off work in the morning. Eat your good breakfast, get home, shower, wrap up in a blanket, and rest. Rest your body. You had a hard night last night. And I know that ass probably was there at work last night, being an ass as always, and you're tired. So go home and shake that ass off and get some rest. You know, I mean, ugh, so annoying. And then, guys, you in the evening time, get out of the jobs. I know you've been probably not getting out of the jobs like you're supposed to. Last night, I had a new stuff I was learning at work, so I was a little bit in there, like, trying to get it down pat. So last night, I got some rest. My brain is ready and geared up today. So whenever you're learning new things at your job, don't ever have any fear like you can't do it. Just go home and let your brain download it. Process it. Put it back out there so you can come the next day and knock it out. So when I don't come on in the evenings, guys, because you know what? Silly had a rough day too. No excuse. Those are the days I really need to come to you. Get you home too. All right, guys. I don't want to hold you up too much. I want you guys to get home and enjoy your evening and not have to worry about any of the stuff that goes on at work. Have a good, beautiful, beautiful day. Always remember the music you hear in the background. I play that music because that's what gets me through my day. That's what gets me humping. You know, and I just really just have to do stuff to make me feel good, because, man, I'm telling you, at work, you be like, ooh. So here you go. Here's a little sail ride for you on the way out the door. Listen a little bit of this. I do not own any copyrights to this music playing, but get yourself into work and feel this right here. Guys, get on to your destinations, get in those jobs today, and don't stop what you're doing. Let the music move you and groove you throughout the day so you can get home and enjoy a thirsty Thursday. Until next time, guys, sincerely, I am Emma.